Thank you. My name is India Reed Bowers, and I'm speaking as legal advocate representative for the Winnemem-Wintu tribe, a non-recognized tribe in the United States that is traditionally led. MRIP has made a very important reference in its state mechanism study that I would like to highlight as example in how states can move towards better practice, and that is the progress in part evolving from the creation of a U.S. government order in 2021 that only commits to the land and water rights of federally recognized tribes onto the creation a year later in 2022 of a U.S. government memorandum on indigenous knowledge that recognizes as entity indigenous peoples. We commend the U.S. for bringing the term indigenous peoples into the particular mechanism mentioned and encourage this to continue across all rights and matters regarding tribes, including retroactively and swiftly, for example, by an order or memorandum doing so. I highlight this bettering practice to share with other states because the tribe is familiar with harms of being non-recognized, a situation that risks and perpetuates cultural erasure and genocide. Being engulfed by what is the more recent political and territorial configuration known as the state, the colonial system that is a state, indigenous peoples as self-governing and cultural peoples predate states. It is for this and other reasons that we encourage all states to apply the terms indigenous peoples and indigenous peoples' rights in their scopes and mechanisms and using the lens of UNHRC Resolution 48-7 on legacies of colonialism to provide